This is Twit.
I am talking about an app this week. I promised you at the beginning of the show.
Yes.
Apple's online library of watch bands and watch Lukes, that's L-E-W-K-S, is the most complicated and confusing system.
What are Lukes?
A Luke is like, it's a look, L-O-O-K, but it's...
So it's like a combination of the watch finish and the band makes a Luke?
Yes, but it's a, that is a more general term to refer to, like, say I am wearing a sport coat with a nice pocket square, and I've got my hair done.
That's a Luke.
It's a Luke. Yeah, it's just kind of.
I got it.
You got a specific aesthetic going on.
Okay.
And so you could say to somebody, Leo, if they look particularly nice at a given day, you can say, "Ooh, I like your Luke."
I am learning so much from you.
While I'm wearing a banana
First the roof wickets, and now Luke's. Okay, I'm excited. This is good.
I hope you listen to that song on your way home. Yeah, it's really good. Yeah. Anyway, or between now and Mac break. Anyway, so because it's so confusing, so hard to figure out how to do that, some developers came together right now over me and created an app called BandBrite.
BandBrite.
And that's B-R-E-I-T-E.
Brighter. And Band Brighter.
Oh, is it Brighter? Oh.
I don't know what it is. It just looks German.
Ich Brighter.
Ich bin Brighter.
Band Brighter. Any hoodles. This app has the entire library, so this would be a great app for Renee as well, of watch bands.
Oh, nice.
And it shows there are a total of 425 bands that have been released in total, and 83 of them are available this season. So you can scroll through the new looks, or Lukes, just by swiping to the left and to the right. But you can also add them to your specific collection, so you can kind of keep track of what bands you have.
It is German.
Richie could just say...
German. Breite means wide range. Yeah? It is the range of bands.
Oh. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. Breite. And then you can add your wish list. So these are apps that are perhaps bands that you want to add soon. And it also has curated collections at the bottom. So you can see at the recent September event, these are all of the new bands that were introduced. The Red Sport Band, Ginger Sport Band, etc. So you can sort of kind of start to add them to, you know, oh, I really want to get that. So I need to add the braided... Inverness Green Band.
Ooh.
To my wish list, because that was the one I originally had, and I had to switch it out for charcoal, which was sad. But
they
then
didn't have
the
green at the store?
No, they were all out. They only had pink and charcoal, and I went with charcoal because it was more neutral.
Didn't you tell them about Luke's?
I should have said, look.
Look, you're ruining my Luke.
My Luke is ruined. And then from there, you can... see sort of what's in your wish list, but also to get all of the detail. It's got so much metadata built in. So you can see a bigger version of the band. I think this is the one Renee got recently. It talks about like what the color is, what size it's for, when it was introduced, what its model number is, the different things that it fits, what it's made of, how much it costs, and then the description that it pulls from the website. And then you can also add notes of your own if you want to for each of these. So you could say, oh, I don't wear this band because it doesn't work with my Luke, but I bought it for some reason. Or I gave it away to my cousin's sister. And from there, then you can go through and see all of the different bands that are available and say, I've got this one, I don't have this one, and I wish I had this one. And I think it's a great way versus the website, which is the most confusing and perplexing thing, to try and find what bands are available. BandBrite makes it easy, and it's available for free, entirely free, in the App Store.
Nice.